So anyone listening to this show right now has a television, has listened to the radio, has played a record. Well, you could thank RCA for that. RCA is a name that many of us older folks remember. They were so dominant. The company was started by David Sarnoff. I am sitting here with Tim Sarnoff, David Sarnoff's grandson, to talk about the legacy of RCA, which is now 100 years old. Tim, come a little closer to me. And just spit out some of the multiple inventions that came from RCA.
Well, RCA back in 1919 was really focused on radio. And what was important about radio in 1919, and it's hard for people to sort of grasp a world without it, but before radio, the only way you got news was through either the newspaper, which was mostly local newspaper, or walking. Not driving, walking to the nearest town. And the average person only walked one day away. So the news you got was as close as one day away's walk. And frankly, when radio came along, it brought the world to everyone. So the significant invention initially was to bring the world to everyone's living room. And between 1919 through 1926, it was sort of haphazard until NBC was created under RCA. And it was the first network to bring the news from all over the world into your living room.
So RCA sold the first radio, had the first network that actually spawned the second network, which was ABC.
That's true. It was the Red Network and the Blue Network, and then a year later it was CBS. So there were three dominant networks. There were a number of them that came up and disappeared over their 50-year period, but those were the three that basically were maintained until cable came along.
And then RCA had the first TV?
Well, RCA during that time, in 1923, RCA started developing the TV with Zworkin, and on the side were a number of other inventors. There was Farnsworth, who was inventing a version of electronic TV, and all of the functions of those inventions had to be culminated into a business. So the real invention of TV wasn't the TV itself, but the business to actually manage the TV, the broadcast system that had to be set up. There was an antenna that was put up on the Empire State Building. There was the structure of creating call letters and times for the stations to actually not interfere with each other. There was the advertising system. Television was more than just a box. Television was an industry. And RCA spent about $50 million from 1923 to 1939 to develop the first television business.
Okay. And then there was records. And record players.
Well, yes, of course. RCA had acquired, through Marconi, Victor Talking Machine and Victor Records, and they also owned RCA Music Label. RCA also was very much focused in newer high technology. So when the tube, which was probably one of the greatest inventions of the 20th century, was the vacuum tube, and that allowed all sorts of other inventions to occur until the silicon chip came along and the semiconductor in the second half of the 20th century. And that enabled everybody to miniaturize all of the pieces of the electronics so that you could fit an entire world of electronics inside a small box. During the 30s and 40s, after television was starting to really become a reality for the rest of the world, RCA then spent a disproportionate amount of its treasure, about $100 million, to create color television, to add a little fidelity and reality to the television system. And even in the 60s, when television was ubiquitous across pretty much everywhere, the notion of trying to slimline the television by creating a liquid crystal display rather than having it in a tube, and the notion of trying to transfer it with fiber rather than just over the air, and the notion of setting it up on satellites rather than having it go terrestrial, were all focuses of RCA from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
And then GE bought RCA in the 80s, and today RCA is a memory for many of us, even though the brand name is owned by Technicolor, and you'll talk about that in a minute. But what happened to RCA? Why did it fall apart?
Well, it didn't fall apart. It was acquired. It was acquired by GE, and what GE acquired was RCA and all of the companies it owned underneath the RCA banner, which included NBC and Hertz Rent-A-Car and Banquet Foods and
RCA Records.
And RCA Records and patents. thousands and thousands of patents from inventions that RCA had created over the first half of the century. And there were many people who still thought of RCA from what it was, which was a sign of quality and invention. And there were many people who looked at RCA as a giant company. And within NBC, RCA was the father of NBC. It was the owner of NBC. So what happened for RCA was to use NBC to sell TVs. NBC was just utilizing the resources of RCA so that it could actually have a strong broadcast center that was coming through. So there's a real symbiotic relationship between the manufacturer, RCA, and the broadcaster, NBC. And GE was not a broadcaster, but was a serious manufacturer and wanted the broadcaster side, the NBC side. That's really the jewel that GE was looking for. So RCA became less valuable to them because they already had a major manufacturing base, but they did not have a broadcasting base during the 80s.
So basically GE just sort of let RCA dwindle.
They let the name RCA go fallow while they were really promoting the broadcast segment of RCA, which was NBC. RCA, meanwhile, continued in various forms, and today is broken into mostly brands and licensing business, and that licensing business is owned by Technicolor.
Right, so it's 100 years old. RCA is 100 years old, and the licensing is owned by Technicolor. We're sitting here at Technicolor. You're an executive at Technicolor. Do you personally own the you don't own any part of the RCA. You're just licensing the name, right?
That is correct.
So even as a Sarnoff.
Yes. I have some old RCA product, but I came to Technicolor 10 years ago, and it was at that time called Thompson. Thompson actually had acquired the RCA brand. Technicolor became the company name for Thompson and all of the Technicolor assets, and I am the deputy CEO of Technicolor. So I have an opportunity to be reestablishing myself with RCA, even though I am not really running RCA. I am actually looking at it from afar as part of the company that I work for.
So here you're sitting on these licenses, you're putting the name on TVs and other products. Can RCA come back? Can you bring a brand name that many of us know, but many of us don't know, back into the public consciousness? What do you think?
Oh, I think it can. I don't think it need to. I think as a brand right now, the memory of what RCA is and what is being licensed out speaks for itself. When people look at RCA, who would buy the brand, it gives credibility to the legacy of what RCA once was and still aspires as a company motto. When we license out our name, we make sure that the product that's being created is going to bring favor to the brand itself. So we aren't obviously just licensing it out and then having it on cookies. We want it to have relevance to the product that's being made.
Let me just close by asking you about growing up as a Sarnoff. So many amazing inventions that, we all know the story about the Silicon Valley startups. They come up with an idea and make gazillions of dollars. Did you guys grow up incredibly wealthy? How did David Sarnoff profit from all this?
You know, wealth is relative. We grew up, my father grew up in an environment where he was born in the late 20s, was a child of the Depression, and they didn't feel it. So they grew up very wealthy if you compared to the population that they were surrounded by. And he clearly had a charmed life, but he never considered himself rich. We never as a family ever looked at ourselves as ones who wouldn't have to work. His old joke, and it's a dad joke, so for my kids, I apologize. But he said, son, you only have to work a half a day for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter which 12 hours you pick.
On that note of words of wisdom, Tim Sarnoff, the deputy CEO of Technicolor, the one of the keepers of the legacy, one of the Sarnoff family members. Tim Sarnoff, thanks for talking tech with us and a little TV invention stuff. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow. Thanks again.